Today's Shir Masechta Yevamos Daf Chav Hey. We will begin on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, 14 lines from the bottom, Meisvei. In our previous Shir, Rav had taught us that our Mishnah said, Hanitan Aleishas Ish, if somebody, there were rumors that an individual had relations with an Aleishas Ish, the Mishnah taught us that Allah is Vaitziyai, and based on those rumors, her husband divorced her. And now that man with whom they had those rumors married her, taught us the Mishnah that might say that even if he married her, he has to separate, has to divorce her. To which Rav taught us that this halacha that we're learning, that if that happened, he has to divorce her, was only said Rav, if there were Edom testifying that that's what happened. But if there were no Edom, although, of course, he should not have married her, he doesn't have to get divorced. Ask the Gemara. Meisvei, it says in the Braisa, B'medva Mamurim, when is the halacha that if he married her, he has to divorce her, K'shein Lebonim, when they did not have children, when she did not have children from her first husband. Avo Yesh Lebonim, if she had children from the first husband, Loi Teitzei. Then the halacha is, we don't make them separate, because if we're going to make them separate, what that will cause is that people will say that there's something wrong with the yichus of those children. However, by Edom, if there are Edi Tumah that say that they did something wrong, then the halacha is, afil yesh lekama banim, even if she has a number of children, since midaraisa, she's not allowed to be with that man. The halacha is that a woman who has an inappropriate relationship, teitzei mibal umibayil, she may not remain with her husband nor with the man had that relationship. The halacha is that then they, even though they are children and there's a concern about the reputation of the children, there's nothing we can do and we make them separate. But ask the Gemara, Rav said that only through Edom Tumah do we make them separate. And here we're saying that if there are no Edom Tumah, they separate if there are no children. Rav says it only depends on Edom. If there are Edom, they always have to separate. And if there are no Edom, they need not separate. Answers the Gemara, Rav Mukil Masnison. Rav's going to explain that our Mishnah is referring to a situation, B'yesh Lebonim, where there are children, and Yesh Le Edom, and there are Edom. And that's why Rav said that they have to separate. But indeed, if there were no children, then even without Edom, they would need to separate. Says the Gemara. Ask the Gemara. Umayduke the Rav. What forces Rav, look Milam Asnisan, to explain that our Mishnah is referring to a situation, B'yesh Lebonim, that there are children, and Yesh Lo Edom, and there are Edom, and that's why, even though they are children, they have to separate. Tama, and the way we're explaining, Tam Dik Edom, and only because there are Edom, that is the reason, Mafkinam, we make them separate. Lukma, why don't we say that the Mishnah is talking about a case, V'she'en Lebonim, where they don't have children, and therefore, in such a case, Afagav Deleka Edom, even if there aren't Edom, they'll still have to separate. Because we're learning that if there are no children, then we don't need Edom to force them to separate. Says the Gemara, Amarava Masnisin Kashisha. What forced Rav to say the Pshat in our Mishnah is that there are children, but there are Edom, because if we're going to say that our Mishnah is referring to a situation where there are no children, and therefore even without Edom, they have to separate, my area, so ask the Gemara, why did the Mishnah say Hitsuyua, that she was forced to separate. Listener, the Mishnah should have said Hoitziyai, that even if they, that he took her, he separated her, that the Mishnah should have said that if he divorced her, if the husband divorced her, the Mishnah says that the man that there's a rumor about should not marry her, but if he did marry her, they don't have to separate. Ella, the fact the Mishnah used the word Hoitziyai, the kol hatziyo bezdin, that the hatziyo and bezdin is not something that the husband did because he wanted to do it. He did it, says the Gemara, because he had to do it. Well, bezdin, And as Rav tells us, that the only way Bezdin forces a couple to get separated is if there was Edim. Well, Bezdin, the Edim who the Mafki. Bezdin would only force them to separate when there are Edim. And that's what pushed Rav to say that our Mishnah is referring to a situation where there are Edim. Vibai Seima, another way of explaining how we could reconcile the opinion of Rav with what we learned in the Brice at the beginning of today's Shir. Vibai Seima, the opinion of the Tana is that we don't force a woman to separate from the man that there's a rumor about her, even if there are no children. As long as there are no Edim, we don't force them to separate according to Rav. I, the Brisa, that says that if there are no children, even though there are no Edim, we make them separate, that represents the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe has a different opinion. The Tanya, the Brisa teaches us the following situation. Haroichel, there's somebody who sells perfume or different fragrances that women buy. Yoitze, we see him leaving the house. The Isha Chageres Besinner, and as this man is leaving the house, we see the woman putting on her undergarments. Amar Rebbe, so Rebbe says, Hoyel Mechua Dover, we can't definitively say that something inappropriate happened, but it doesn't look like, right, Teitze, that the halacha is that this couple should get divorced. And what we're learning here is that when we have a situation, the halacha is that she, if there's something mechua dar, they should get divorced. Taisus, that's, and she should obviously not marry her husband. Taisus seems to take a different approach. Taisus' approach seems to be that she should not marry the boyle. She should not marry the person there's a rumor about, but she may remain with her husband. Roik lamalam and akila. If there's saliva on top of the canopy on the bed. And Rashi explains that what must have happened here is that this man and this woman were having relations, and somehow during the relations, the saliva hit the top of the bed. And again, Rashi says, it must be that the husband observed this man leaving the house. Because if it wasn't a case that they observed the man leaving the house, we would not be so quick to take such a strong opinion. The Meiri that says no, that if we see that there's something not right here, then even though we didn't see the man leaving the house, we still have to be concerned, and she can't remain with this husband, with this boyel. Amar Rebbe, and again, Rebbe comments, Hoyel Menchua Adover, since what we're seeing here is very unappealing, it's very not proper, Teitze. The halach is that she should not be allowed to marry the boyel, and perhaps, as Rashi says, the husband as well. Menalayim Hafuchim, if they're turned over bed, shoes under the bed, and turned over shoes, so I saw the pshat is Hoyel Menchua Adover. The reason their floor was made out of earthenware, earth. And if this floor made out of earth, what people are going to assume is if there's the outline of shoes under the bed, it's clearly a concern that there must have been a man who doesn't belong there. So what the man who doesn't belong there would do is he would turn over his shoes. So again, again, Amar Rebbe Hoyel Mechua Adover, Teitze, they don't remain. And again, with Rashi Pshat, she shouldn't remain with her husband either. Nol Mafuchim Lechsi Demanenu. Ask the Gemara if the shoes are under the bed, so we could see if it's the husband's shoes, so that's an indication that nothing untoward happened. If it's somebody else's shoes, then it's obviously something wrong happened here. Ella, what says the Gemara, what happened here is b'makom, on the place near the bed, we saw menolim hafuchim. We saw a sign that there was a shoe there. And what is the sign that there's a shoe there? If it's not the shoe of the husband, it clearly is an indication that something wrong happened. So Rebbe says, even though we don't have a edus, we still take a strict position. And that's why the Brisa, who said the same thing, that if there are no children, they should get divorced, even and the, if the bayil marry her, they should get divorced. The nitin got married her, they should get divorced, is referring to such a situation. Says the Gemara, Hilchasa Kavasei de Rav, Hilchasei Kavasei de Rabbi. We have a Kabbalah that the halacha is like Rav and Rebbe. Ask the Gemara, Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa. Is the halacha like Rav? The Rav already in our previous year said that we need Edom. Or is the halacha like Rebbe that we're learning in our year? We don't need to have Edom. Answers the Gemara, like Kasha. Haba called the Pasuk. If there was a rumor that came out, and then that rumor was stopped, then that's not a rumor that we have to be concerned. Called the Liposik, but when there's a rumor that continues, even though there are Leka Edom, even though there are no Edom, but the fact that there's such a strong rumor, the Loch is Rebbe. But in the case, the call the Posik, but if there is a rumor, but the rumor stopped, but there are Edom, then the Loch is Rav. So in other words, what the Gemara is teaching us is when the rumor stops and there are no Edom, then everybody will agree that she can remain with the Nitin. If the rumor doesn't stop, but even though there are no Edom, we follow the opinion of Rebbe and the Nitin and her need to get divorced. And when even if the rumor stops, but if there are Edom, the fact that there are Edom, we have to be machmer like Rav and not lay them to remain. Ask the Gemara, the call the leposik at kama, what is the definition or when is it considered that there's a rumor that didn't stop? How long must that rumor be in effect that it should be such a type of rumor? It says the Gemara, Amabaya Amrli Aim, my mother told me, and throughout Shas, Amrli Aim, when we have Abaya saying something, it means his stepmother. And the halacha is that, and the reason Abaye was called Aim is because Asher b'cha Yerucham Yosem. Abaye became an orphan at a very young age, and therefore he was raised by this nurse. And whatever she taught him, he calls Armali Aim. Dume de Masa, a rumor to be considered, a rumor that's in a city is Yom Palga. If the rumor persists for a day and a half, that's considered a real rumor. V'loy Amar, El Dloy Pasuk Beni Beni. But that halacha only applies if the rumor remained consistent during that day and a half. Avol Pasuk Beni Beni, if the rumor stopped during that day and a half, HaPasuk. It stopped, and therefore the halacha is that we don't continue. But however, the Rishonim tell us, the Nemukah Yosef, the Ritva, that if the rumor didn't last a day and a half and stopped, and then it started again. And after it started again, it persisted for a day and a half. So now we have, again, a call of a day and a half. The halacha is that it's considered a call that we have to be concerned. The reason it stopped, because they were scared. That's why they stopped it. If the people who are spreading the rumor only stop saying it because they're scared of the person that they're saying it about, then it's not considered that it stopped. On the other hand, it's only in a situation where there are no enemies. Because aval ika oivim, if there are enemies, oivim who the afkale lekala, we need to be concerned that it was the enemies that generated this call, and therefore we don't have to be concerned about the call. And I saw Rabbi Kiva Eger and others discuss, when we're saying that if there are enemy, we don't have to be concerned about the call, what does that mean? Doesn't mean that if we know that it was the enemies that generated the call, then we don't have to be concerned about that call, because enemies generated, call generated by enemies doesn't have halakhic validity. Or is it enough, the Achronim suggest, that as long as this person has enemies, the fact that he has enemies, that is an indication that the enemies are the one that created the call. And even though we don't know that for a fact, the reality is enough. Here we see a very interesting consideration, that unless we have reglayim ledover, unless we have strong indication that she did something wrong, the halacha is that she doesn't have to separate, and she married the person from whom there is a rumor, the halacha is we don't have to separate them. Based on this, there's a discussion that if a Rav says that something is Asur, and now this person who asked the Rav that question now asks another Rav, and the Rav says that it's Mutter, is the halacha that once you got a psak that it's Asur, you can never think that that is Mutter? Or even though you got a psak that it's Mutter, even though you got a psak that it's Asur, that doesn't make it permanently Asur? Taisus, in our sugya, the very maskal Amr Rebbe says that a woman that there's a real concern that she had an inappropriate relationship, the various examples the Gemara gave with the shoes or etc., doesn't become Asur to her husband. According to Taisus, we said before, she doesn't become Asur to her husband. The issue is only about the person that there's a rumor about him, but there is no issue about the husband. Why? Says Taisus, that as long as it's not Shavya Nafshe Chetiche Desura, as long as the person has not definitively accepted this as something which is Asur, we don't have to be so strict. The Mishnah Masechet Gittin discusses a situation that a man divorced his wife because there was a rumor that she did something inappropriate, she had an inappropriate relationship. Or if he divorced his wife because she made different nadarim, she took upon herself different vows, the halacha is that he may not take her back. And even the Gemara explains there that if it turns out that the rumors were incorrect, it turns out that the neder she made, the chachim was not the neder, he still should not take her back. And the Gemara, this is a statement that's made over there, and there's a machloikis, why? One opinion holds that if this woman will go and marry someone else based on this divorce, and afterwards it'll discover that the rumor was incorrect, or the neder really wasn't there, so the first husband will say, If I would have known that, I would have never divorced her. And therefore, he's going to nullify the validity of the get. And then for the children that from the second husband will be mamzerim. So therefore, to avoid that kind of a situation, Chazal said he may never take her back, and all these concerns are taken away. The other opinion there holds that it's a takanas chachamim, that we want Jewish girls to be behave appropriately. And that's why Chazal made a knas, that if she was divorced under such circumstances, she may not be taken back in marriage. So says the Gemara, Tanan Hossam, as we just learned, the Mishnah Masech, the Gittin, Daf Mem, Hei, Om, Beis, teaches us, HaMotzi Zishtam Hashem, Shemra, if somebody divorced his wife because there were inappropriate rumors about her, Lo Yachzer, he can't take her back. Mishum Neder, if he divorced her because she made Nedarim, the halacha is, Lo Yachzer, he can't take her back. Says the Gemara, Sholach Lei Rabbi Barav Huna Le Rabbi Barav Nachman, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, what is going to be the halacha in this case, Konas, that the husband, who we just learned, should not be take her back under any circumstances, Ma Shiyotze, if he did take her back, what is the status of that marriage? Are they obligated to get divorced or not? So Rashi says that the Gemara's question is going according to the opinion that the concern is that we're worried that if we're going to let him take her back, what will happen about the status of the children? Other Rishonim say it's going according to the other, even according, and that's the opinion of the Ravid. Only the reason is that even according to the reason there was a takanas chachamim, how far was the takanas chachamim? Says the Gemara, Amalei Tanina. Isn't that what we learned in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, Anitan Leishasish, if there's a rumor about a woman that she had an inappropriate relationship, Vaitziya Metachsiyada and her husband divorced her, Abi Shekanas, even if the person who there's a rumor, he's the one that had this relationship, married her, Yoitzi, we don't allow them to remain married. So Gemara is saying, just like here we don't allow them to be remarried, so too is the halacha there. Amalei, says the Gemara, how could you compare it? Hasam, the Mishnah is talking about, Haitziua, the Bezdin forced them to separate. And as we've been learning in our shir, Bezdin will not intervene and make the husband divorce the wife unless there are real edim, there's a real concern, there's real proof that she did something wrong. Hacha, whereas our Gemara, the Gemara here is talking about Haitziua, that he wasn't obligated to take her, to divorce her. He chose to divorce her. So how did Rabbi Rav Nachman even ask such a question? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Rav Nachman, who posed this question, Masnisa Nami Hatziotanan. Our Mishnah is also talking about not that he was forced, but he did it on his own. So in that way, both of the Mishnayos are the same. But ask the Gemara, Vakatami Dami, how are the two situations similar? Hacha, the Mishnah in Masechta Gittin is talking about the husband. And that's what we're having a question. Could the husband take a back? If the husband took her back, may they remain remarried? Hossam, we're not talking about a husband, we're talking about a boil. Amalei, Shapa Dami Dadi. They're still similar. Just like in our Mishnah, it said about the boil that he shouldn't marry her, and the Mishnah continued to teach us from Kanas, and if he did marry her, Yoitzi, they must separate. Hakanami, the same thing in the Mishnah Masechet Gittin, Amri Abana Layachzer, Chazal said that he should not take her back, and Chazal also teach us from Kanas, if he did take her, Yoitzi. The loy. But that, says the Gemara, the comparison is still weaker. Hosom, if in the case that the case of our Mishnah, Aluma Luma Kaila, by this person who has a rumor that he's the one that divorced her, that he's the one that had a relationship with her, so him remaining with her only strengthens that rumor. And of course, since we don't want to see that rumor strengthened, we make them get divorced. Hocha, by the Mishnah Masechet Gittin, it's just the opposite. Aminin Kambe Bekala, he reviewed the rumor, and he discovered Velesei. And how did he show that it's not true? By the fact that he remarried her. So maybe on the contrary, allowing them to remain remarried is the right thing to do, because allowing them to be remarried shows that this woman did actually nothing wrong. Says the Mishnah, maybe get Medina Siyam. The Mishnah Masechet Gittin teaches us that if somebody brings a get from Medina Siyam, he has to say, Befani Nechtem, Befani Nechtem. And the Gemara at the beginning of Masechta has machlokes Rava and Rava, why one must say Befani Nechtem, Befani Nechtem. So Rava's explanation is that one of the most fundamental halachas in Hilchas Gittin is that every get has to be written Lishma. It has to be written with clear intention for the man and woman who this get was being written for. And the concern is that the people who live in Chutz La'aretz are not familiar with those halachas. And since they're not familiar with those halachas, the get, maybe the husband will come later and say, well, the get that my wife was divorced with is not a valid get because it wasn't written l'shma. By the shliach who bringing the get, saying b'fani nechtav, nechtam, there's a declaration that the get was written l'shma, and the husband later can't make any issue. Another pshat, the Rava holds is that if the husband's going to come later and say that the get is not a valid get, the edim that signed on it, there's an issue with them. So usually, if somebody makes an issue about the validity of the edim, we call them in and ask them, is this your signature? Or if we don't call them in and ask them, is this your signature? What we might do is we'll have on file their signatures and we could compare, was this get the signature of these individuals or not? But here the get was brought from Chutz La'aretz, and those Edom who signed it aren't available, or the Edom who signed it are we don't have the signatures on file. By the shliach saying b'fani nechtam, we solve the problem that if the husband will come later and say something about the get, the halacha is that the shliach, having said b'fani nechtam, solved that problem. So says the Mishnah, Hamevi get b'fani nechtam. The shliach brought the get from Dina Sayam, v'ama b'fani nechtam, and he declared b'fani nechtam. The halacha is layisa esishtoi. This shliach should not be the one to marry the wife, because it looks improper. You're the one that gave the get the validity, but maybe the get really wasn't a good get. Mace, the halacha is, if an aide comes and says that a woman's husband died, and based on his testimony, as we're going to learn extensively later in our Masechta, even though normally, ain't davar sheba'erev pachas mishnayim, You always need to have at least two witnesses on any such type of testimony. Chazal were lenient, Mishimi Guna, that the woman should not be left in a situation that she will not have ability to get married, and they let her get married based on just this individual's testimony. Heractive, if he says, I killed this person, but even though he says I killed the person, he can't be the one to marry you. Hergunu, or he says, I was with other people when we killed this individual. And all these cases, loy yisas ishtoi, he may not marry his wife. And again, as Rashi explains, that in all these cases, there is a concern that people are going to say that there's something improper here. He said, I killed the husband, all in order to be able to marry this woman, and therefore we say that they shouldn't get married. Rav Yehuda says, Heractiv Leitanas Ishtai, if he says, I killed him, so then we have to be concerned. Herganu, but if he says Herganau, and as we're going to see, the definition of Herganau is not that he says that he killed this individual. He saw how this individual was killed. The halacha is Tinas Ishtai. Then since he wasn't the one that did it, he can marry. Says the Gemara, Tama. So why in the first halacha of the Mishnah, where he says that when the person who said b'fani nachtam may not marry the woman he said who he brought her get, tanim medina siyam, because he's bringing the get from medina siyam, and as we explained extensively when we learned the Mishnah, that declaration of b'fani nachtam is so critical to the validity of her divorce. The lay custom chinan, avol. In a situation where the get is being brought from Eretz Yisrael, where in Eretz Yisrael you don't have to say b'fani nechtam. So therefore, lav aleikah samchinen, we're not really relying on the shliach. The halacha is yises ishtai. Then the halacha is we can let him marry the wife, because in Eretz Yisrael we're not worried that the get was not written lishma. In Eretz Yisrael, the get, we also have the witnesses that we could rely on. We could bring the witnesses if there's any complaint about the get, and therefore we allow him to get married. Vaha, asked the Gemara, Vaha Shemes, the aid that says that the husband died, the Lavalekin Simchinan, we're not relying on him. Because why are we not relying on him? The Amamar, because as we said when we learned the Mishnah, there's a fundamental question we need to understand. If the halacha always requires two witnesses by Davish Be'erva, why is the one witness alone sufficient? And the answer is, the Isha Daika Mintzuba. A woman is very careful not to get remarried unless she's 100% certain that her husband is dead. And that's the reason we're allowing her to get married. Yet, Viktani, Lo Yisam Asishtai, we still don't let her get married. But we're not really relying on him to let her get married. It's Daika Mintzaba, which is the real reason we're letting her get married. So why are we being strict? Answers the Gemara. Hasam, when the person saying testimony about the death of the husband, less leka ksava. There's no document. And even though there's a Daika Mintzaba, his testimony is crucial. And since his testimony is crucial, it's inappropriate to let him marry her. Hacha. But when somebody brings a get from in Eretz Yisrael, the truth is there's really not that much to be concerned about. Because we have ikik sova. There is a get. So yes, when we bring a get from Chutz Laretz, the halach is you have to say b'fani nechtam. But that is not the case when you bring a get from in Eretz Yisrael. The Tanan, as we're going to learn later in our Masechta, ma ben get lemisa, what's the difference between somebody bringing a get and somebody testifying that the husband died? Because the get is a much stronger situation. And that is Shaksab Mechiyach. And as the Rajba explains, that isn't to mean that there is no halacha of saying b'fani nechtam. But the fact that there is a get is clearly an indication that the get, that this is a good reglaim ladover, the substantial proof that they're really divorced, and that's why it's much different. The Mishnah continued saying, but if somebody came and said that the husband of this woman died, but he continues saying, Heractiv, or Genua, he says, I killed him, or Genua, Laisa Ishtai, says the Gemara, who need the Laisa Ishtai? So we're saying that this person can't marry her. Halachar, but another person to not say would be able to marry this woman. But ask the Gemara, her Amar Rabbi Yosef, doesn't Rabbi Yosef teach us in Masechta Ksubos, if somebody comes and says, Polani Ravani Loinsi, if somebody comes and says, I was abused by another man against my will, Huva Acher, he, the person who's saying testimony about himself, and another person who saw what happened, Mitztarfin, could combine to be Edus. And based on that Edus, Lahargoy, we could kill the perpetrator. But if the person says that this, what happened, was done with Ritzoni, I willingly participated, so by participating in this type of an act, Roshahu, he's a Rosha, we can never trust a Rosha to be an aid. So how come over here, we accept the testimony of the person who says, Haraktiv, that I killed this woman's husband. The Chitema, and if we'll say, as we just said a moment ago, whenever it comes to saying testimony about a woman's situation where her husband is missing, the Shani Edis Isha were lenient, the Kilaba Rabbanan, Chazal were lenient, because that, in other words, Chazal were lenient, because we don't want this woman to remain an Aguna. Ask the Rav Amar of Ashi Gazal Devrayim, when somebody is only possible for Edis, because Midrabbanan, he's considered a Gazlan. For example, somebody who was a gambler, that Chazal established that he's considered a Gazlan. But he's not a Gazlan Midaraisa. Such an individual is Kashal Edis Isha. Gazlan the Divrei Torah, but somebody who is a Gazlan Midaraisa, who is a Rosha, Posel Edis Isha. So here, when this individual said that I killed the person, so we're only focused, can he marry this woman or can he not marry the woman? The issue is much more fundamental, asked the Gemara. He can't be trusted as a witness altogether. Should we say, name Ramasha? Ramasha who said that such an individual is Pasul Dom Krab Yehuda, that the reason is Rabbi Huda, and Rabbanan, who in our Mishnah allow his testimony, will say that even if somebody is a Gazlan Midaraisa, even if somebody is Posel Midaraisa, he could still take testimony. Amalach Rav Nasha, says Rav Nasha, not the Amri Afila Rabbanan. My position could be consistent with the opinion of the Rabbanan as well. But Tam the Rabbanan Hocha, so why over here did Rabbanan allow the testimony of this individual? He said, I killed him. He's a Rosha. And if he's a person who's a Rosha, why is he permitted? Dama Rava, says Rava, Adam Karve Etzel Atzmai, there's a locha that a person is considered related to himself, Mene Adam Eisim Atzim Rosha. And therefore we don't trust him when he says that I killed him. So what happens over here is a concept of Palgirin Drabonan, Palgirin Debura. And we separate his words. We trust him regarding the statement that he made that this person's husband is dead, but we don't trust him when he says that I was the one to kill him. And as Rabbi Chanan explains, why do we need to say Adam Karve Etzel Atzmai V'Ein Adam Eisim Atzmai Rosha? It should just been enough that Ein Adam Eisim Atzmai Rosha. And that's why we don't trust him when he says I killed him. Says Rabbi Chanan, if we only would have the concept of Ein Adam Eisim Atzmai Rosha, says Rabbi Chanan, then we would be concerned, or we should be concerned, that the person said, I killed him, I, Ein Adam Eisim Atzmai Rosha, will say that now I did tshuva. So if he did tshuva, by saying he killed him, he's not necessarily a Rosha. So therefore the Gemara adds another component, and that is the component of Adam Karve Etzel Atzmai. Once we have a component that Adam Karve Etzel Atzmai, then no matter what, even if he did tshuva, we can't trust him. So the basis of understanding our Mishnah now is we accept the concept of Palgina Debura. Lema Rabbi Yosi. So ask the Gemara, Lema, should we say Rabbi Yosef, who says that somebody who says Plani Levani Lerotsoinoi is not trusted, is going to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that when somebody says Haraktiv, he's not trusted. Because the Rabbanon just said, if somebody said Haraktiv, we're going to trust him, because we'll say Palgin and the Bura. Amalak Rabbi Yosef, to which Rabbi Yosef says, I'm not the Amri Afila Rabbanon. My opinion, that when somebody says, Plani Lirvani Lirutsoini is not Nemon, because we don't say Pagina de Rabbanon, could be consistent even with the opinion of the Rabbanon. But in our Mishnah, why is this person trusted? It says the Gemara, our Mishnah is a new reason, as we've been saying throughout our Shir. Shani Edis Ish the Kodabar Rabbanon. He was speaking about the ability to allow a woman to get remarried when there's a situation of allowing the woman to get remarried, we're more lenient. Ramnasha, Gamak Rabbi Yehuda. And this, that Ramnasha says, that a Gazlan, Midaraisa, can't say Edis Isha, is only following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that doesn't agree to Palgin and the Bura. But if you hold of the concept of Palgin and the Bura, even if somebody comes and says, I did something wrong, we could trust him partially and not trust him regarding what he didn't say. Hiraktiv, we learned in the Mishnah, if the Edus says Hiraktiv, then you can't let him marry his wife, Hirgana Tanasi. But if he says Hirgano, we may let him marry the wife. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Hiraktiv and Maishna Hirganoa. Why in the case when he declared Hiraktiv, we allow him to marry this woman? And why when he said Hirganoa, do we not? And says the Gemara, Hirganoa doesn't mean that he actually killed him. That if he would have actually participated in that, then we couldn't believe him. What happened over here was, Baima Ani Hayisi Im Hargov. I watched what happened, but I wasn't there, I didn't actually participate. Vatanya, and the Gemara quotes a Braisa to back up this interpretation of our Mishnah, because the Braisa says, Amaloi Rabbi Yehuda. They told Rabbi Yehuda, Masim Belista Mechat Shabbah Yotzel Harbin Megizis Kaputkia. There was a listim that was being taken out to be executed in this city. Vamalem Luchu Imrlai Leisha Shimon Ben Kayin. Go tell the wife of Shimon ben Kayin that I was the one that murdered her husband. When I was going into Lud, when he was going to Lud, and they allowed him to get married. So we see that the halacha is, we could trust him. Again, must be because of Hagin and Debura. That's not a raya. The reason we believed him is not because he himself was the murderer. Rabbi Yehuda holds that he himself was the murderer. We can never believe him. Only in this case where he's saying, I was there, but I didn't do it, do we believe him. But ask the Gemara, V'listim Ketani. The Braisa says that he was being taken out for being a listin. So isn't that clear that he, isn't that indication that he did it? Says the Gemara, Shenistim. He was accused and proven to be a listen, but not that he participated in this case. So the Gemara, for Yotzel Harakhtani, if he just participated with the listen, we wouldn't kill him for that. Says the Gemara, indeed, in a Jewish Bezdin, we wouldn't kill a person for that. But here, this episode happened, Beidina Dov de Kachavim, in a non-Jewish Bezdin, the Leidaiki Vakatli. In such a situation, they're not careful and they kill people. So our Gemara has repeated over and over again that Shani Edus Isha, when it comes to a woman being able to get remarried, the halacha is we trust such an individual because Mishum Iguna Kilabar Rabbanan. The question is that there's an individual who is willing to say testimony that he knows that a certain person is dead, but he's asking for immunity about anything that he might have done. And the question is, if we're allowed to give a person immunity in order for him to be able to say his testimony and help this woman get remarried. And I saw that the Sefer Chashuk Yechemet discusses this question, and he says that just like we saw in our Gemara that Mishimi Guna Kula Barabonim, Chazal went out of their way to be lenient for a person who's being accused of doing something wrong, to trust them. We're learning their abundance, say we do Palgin and the Bura under certain such circumstances. Here too, Mishimiguna Kilabar Abonan, and if we need to offer immunity or something like that to help this woman be able to get remarried, we would. Ramayshan Achuva in Yaradeya Chelik Bey Simon Kufnun Hay discusses a situation where a woman comes to the Rav and says that they lived originally in Montreal for many years, and then they moved to Toronto. But her husband asked that he be buried in Montreal, where they lived for so many years. the woman didn't do what her husband wanted, and they buried him in Toronto. And now she comes and says that she's having dreams every night, and her husband's coming to her and saying to her, I told you to bury me in Montreal. Why did you bury me in Toronto? I want to be brought to Montreal. What is the question? Do we believe her or not? And move this nifter. Because the question is a number of questions. Number one, do we pay attention to dreams? And number two, there's a concept of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha. She's saying that she did something wrong. And she's saying that I didn't follow my husband's instructions, and by burying him where he wanted to be buried. So maybe she should not be trusted. So Rav Moshe says that this is not considered a situation of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha. And he gives a number of explanations. One, he says, Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha is like an Al Gemara, where a person said that he had an inappropriate relationship. He said, I killed somebody. That's what we have Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha. By saying that I didn't listen to my husband's instructions, that is not a case of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha. And moreover, Rav Moshe says that the concept of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha is only used by Eidus. And the question is this individual a reliable aid or not? Here, when this woman is coming to say what she's saying, it's not really connected to Hilchus Eidus. And since it's not considered a situation of Hilchus Eidus, we could be more lenient. Says the Mishnah, Hahacham, that somebody comes to a Rav and says that my wife made a nether, and because of that nether, if the nether will remain, they won't be able to remain married. And the Chacham, the Rav, to whom they came to be mat the nether, says they can't get married. Shasa Isanisha Beda Abala, that she can't remain with her husband. He says, your nether sticks, and now you may not remain married. Hareza lo yisena. He should not be to want to marry her, because it looks that he might have done this just in order to be able to marry this woman. Mina, but let's say the Rav was a member of the Beis Din where Mian took place, or Shechotz Befanov, or if the Rav was a member of the Beis Din where Chalitza took place, then Allah is Yisrael, he may marry her, Neishu Beis Din, because he's just a member of the Beis Din, he didn't do it himself. Says the Gemara, Hoytira, if the Rav actually said that you may remain with your husband, it seems that our Mishnah said that he would eventually be allowed to marry her. B'may Eskinen, ask the Gemara. Ilayim B'chad, if we're talking about one Rav saying that you could stay with your husband, he's being mat and neder, ask the Gemara, how could it be that one Rav is being mat and neder? Chad mi motzi mater. Is it possible for one Rav to be mat and neder himself? V'amar of Chia bar Ovin Omer of Amra, Tana, we learned in the Brayis, Atar Sadorim, B'shloisha. You always need three members of a Beis Din to be mat and neder. Elo, we have to say that there were three Rabbonim, three Dayanim, who were mat and neder. But if there are three Rabbonim, Micha Shidi, so there's never a concern. For we just learned in our Mishnah, V'tanan, Mi'ano, Shechotz B'fonov, if there was Mi'ano, Chalitza taking place in front of this Rav, Yisoena, he's allowed to marry her, B'pnei Shu Beis Din. And only when there's one individual, we could be concerned that he had inappropriate plans. By a Beis Din, we don't assume that that might have happened. Answers, the Gemara L'Olam, our Mishnah is referring to a situation that there was only this one Rav. Okay, Amar, Rav Chizda, Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochid Mumcha, that you could do Ataras Nadarim in front of one Rav who's an expert. Hakinami, that's the way we're going to explain that our Mishnah is referring to a situation of a Yochid Mumcha. We learned further in the Mishnah, Mian Achaltso, but if he was part of a Beis Din when Mian took place or Chalitza took place, then he could get married to this woman because it wasn't he himself, he was part of the Beis Din. Says the Gemara Tama. So the reason we're being lenient is because there's a Beis Din. Habitrei, if there were two people, lo yaseena, then we would not be lenient. Ask the Gemara, Mishnah Mahadatana, why is this any different from what we learned in the Mishnah? Eidim chasum al shtei mekach, if witnesses assigned to a transaction, or got isha, or the women witnesses assigned on a get, and they could get married. So we see that's only two people. Says the Gemara, So why do we have to say in our Mishnah that you have three Rabbanim? Even two, the concern is not there. Answers the Gemara, the purpose of our Mishnah saying it is Lafuki Maman da Omer, Mim Bifnei Shnayim. The Mim could be done in front of two people. Two Edom is enough. The Mishnah wants to teach us Agav Urcha, the Mim has to be done in front of three Dayanim. Ibeiluhu. So now the Gemara asks the question, in the cases that we've been learning in our Shiurim, that the person who brought the get from Dina Sayyam is the one that said before Nachtam and Nachtam. The aide that said testimony that your husband is dead, the Rav of our Mishnah, Kanas, and he then did marry, Mashi Yotza. Rav Kahana Amar, Kanas, Moitzi, if they get married, we make them separate. Rav Ashi Amar, Kanas and Moitzi, if they get married, we don't make them separate. Tanalu Rav Zutra de Beira Papi, Rav Zutra de Beira Papi learned that the halacha is, Kedivrei Amar, Kanas, that if they ended up getting married, which they should not have, and Moitzi, we don't make them separate. Amalei, Rabbanan, Rav Ashi. So Rabbanan asked Rav Ashi, this that you're paskening, that if they got married under these circumstances, we don't make them separate. Gemara, is this something that you have as a Kabbalah from your Rabbeim, or as far as this is something that came out from logic? Amalui, so he responded, Miss Nisanhi, I have a raya from a Mishnah that we learned. A Mishnah says, Anitim and Shivcha, we learned in the Mishnah, Daf Chaf Talarim Abeis, if somebody, there was a rumor that he was having a relationship with the Shivcha of Nishtachra, or there was a rumor that he was having a relationship with Avodis Kechavim, with a non-Jewish woman, with a Niskayra, and she became a Giyaris, the Halacha is Hareza Loichnas. He shouldn't marry that woman, because there's a concern that people are going to say that he did this proof that he indeed had the appropriate relationship. There's going to be concern, as we spoke in the previous year, that the Geiris wasn't sincere. But the Mishnah said, but if he did marry her, they don't have to get divorced. Alma, so what do we see? Brunana, if they're only concerned that there's going to be rumors, loy mefkina, we don't make them separate. Hachinami, and similarly, in our Gemara is teaching us that Brunana, that since the entire situation here was based on a concern of a rumor, then the halacha is loy mefkina, we don't make them separate. So Agamar says that if there are Edom that signed a get or Edom on a contract, they could be involved with that. One of them can marry that woman or they could buy the field ultimately. We need not be concerned. However, the Gemara Masechta the Chulin, Daf Mem Dalar Mabeis says that a Baal Nefesh, a person who's careful with the halacha, should still stay away because of Harchik Menakir. And if you were a witness on a transaction, you shouldn't have anything to do with that piece of property. And Taisa Devei Maskel Lechashu also says that if you are aid on a get, you shouldn't be the one to marry that divorcee. Says the Shach, that when the Gemara Masechta Chulin says that if you are a witness about a piece of property, you should not be the one to ever be involved with that property, is if the both of the Edom are going to buy the property. That's when the Gemara says, in Masechta Chulin, that Baal Nefesh should be Machmer. But if only one of the witnesses wants to purchase the field, then we're not concerned about any inappropriate appearance because one witness is not involved. And nobody's going to suspect that one witness did something wrong for the benefit of the other witness. Says the Rif, that based on this, that says the Rif, and based on what we're learning from the Shach, that a get, that if two witnesses are signed in a get, one of them can marry the divorcee because the other witness we don't accuse will do anything wrong on behalf of this witness, and therefore he can marry her. So just like over there, we would be lenient if it's only one witness buying the property. Here too, we could be lenient if one witness is the one, it always could only be one witness wants to marry her. But ever, as we said, Taisa said that even if there are two witnesses, neither witnesses should marry this woman on whose get they signed.